Grow your faith by listening to God's servant, Apostle Lutheran Godwin Essi, head pastor of Cooperative Fire Ministries on Hour of the Holy Spirit. You will be inspired, motivated, and know more about Jesus as you tune in. And now, the message.
Belongs to you, O God, forever and ever.
Yes, Lord.
Power and might.
Yes, Lord.
Power and might.
Jesus.
Belongs to you.
Oh, yes.
We thank you that your words carries power and authority.
Yes, Lord.
We worship you.
Jesus.
We bless your name.
Jesus.
We exalt your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
We present our listeners before your throne of grace wherever
Jesus.
They are.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that your mercies will touch them in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Turn things around.
Yes, Lord.
Favor your people.
Yes, Lord.
To be blessed.
Hey.
We worship you.
Jesus.
We honor you.
Yes, Lord.
We magnify your name, Father.
Yes, Lord.
For your doing. Have your own way, Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. It is a greater privilege to serve this mighty God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we take our scripture reading? This is the hour of the Holy Spirit coming to you from Cooperative Fire Ministries. I am Apostle Lutheran Godwin Asi. I believe without any doubt that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is going to use us to bless somebody somewhere. Call a friend to call a friend. That something good is about to take place. And I believe that whoever joins us tonight will never be the same again. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Our scripture reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, from verse 3.
Yakenkan Mose woman edikan ana Genesis eye eti bakon inchichemu eye miensan ekono yentie erade asem na onyankopon ka se enye han na eye han.
Amen.
Amen.
Then God said,
na onyankopon ka se.
Then God said,
na onyankopon e ka se.
Then God said,
na onyankopon e kan se,
let there be light, and there was light.
Enye han na eye han.
We see God speaking.
Ahanu yehu se onyankopon e kasa.
We see darkness.
Afei su yehu esum.
And the third one, we see light.
Na afei dia toso miensa na yehu han.
We see the creator of the universe in action.
Yehu onyankopon tumfuo no se oye adwuma.
And we see unpleasant situation. And then we see what we want. So the Bible says when God created, it was formless. When he created the heavens and the earth, it was formless, it was empty, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering.
The Bible says, no, na asase so eye saka saka. Na na erade honhom ene nam.
And God saw the situation that is not how he wanted it. So verse 3 says, then God said. So in every chaotic situation, you need the word of God. In every situation that is not pleasant, and you find yourself in, you need one thing. You need the word of God. So tonight, I present to you the word of God. The word of God. The word of God. And God said. And God said. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And all things were made by the word. Without the word, nothing was ever made. Listen to me, somebody. God said. God said. God said, let there be light. God gave the command. And the nature or the creation responded. And that is why you can never be successful if you reject the word of God. Creation is subject to the word of God.
eya body no ehye onyankopon asem ase.
Because the word of God is God.
Esa se onyankopon asem eyo onyankopon.
If you have the word of God,
se wo onyankopon asem a,
then you have God.
Ene na wo onyankopon.
If you don't have his word,
se wo ni na asem a,
you don't have him.
Wo ni ono so.
You can't separate God from his word.
To me ti onyankopon ene na asem mu.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And the word we are talking about.
Oh my God. Na asem na ye kan wo asem na nyumre
is Jesus Christ.
And only Jesus Christ.
So the word of God is Jesus.
Eti onyankopo asem ani Jesus Christ.
So if you take the word of God,
eti say for onyankopo asem a,
then you have taken Jesus.
And you know for Jesus.
When God speaks,
emlai onyankopo kasa ye no.
When God speaks,
so onyankopo kasa,
he speaks through the Son.
O kasa fa obani mu.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Son.
That is why when Jesus came,
there's
nowhere in the Bible that Jesus prayed that in the name of my Father, let this be.
Because
the Father speaks through him. When Jesus speaks,
say Jesus kasa,
the Father has spoken.
Na kasa.
So he said, I and my Father, we are inseparable. We are one. So when Jesus want to heal, he said, be healed. Only Jesus is qualified to do that.
Yesu nkwane enyaso bodim bia sa na ayarefo enyayaresa.
But as for us,
nanso yeye de,
we do it in the name of Jesus.
Ye betumi ayesa, Jesus the Jesus Christ din enaye.
Because it is only Jesus who is accredited.
Asan say Jesus Christ nkwane ya genatum
for signs and wonders.
Sa enam ne so.
So we sit on the lap of Jesus Christ. And that is why we pray in the name of Jesus. That whenever we pray, we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. It's like you want to post your letter. You have to go to the post office. Our post office.
Yeah, post office, no?
It's in the name of Jesus.
And only yes, Christo Dean. Hallelujah.
Oh my God. So whenever we pray, we pray through the name. Anyone who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be healed. So I am very, very uncomfortable when I hear people doing certain things without the name of Jesus. They don't want to mention the name. But listen to me, somebody. There is only one name accredited. There is only one name accredited. There is only one name given to mankind to be saved. To be saved. To be saved. And that name is Jesus.
And only Jesus Christ.
Edin bi wo ho a eyede eye ye su Kristo di e ma o oye ra ba me fie obe ho me freely. Ye betu, betu na. Of Jesus. We perform signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. So we are sitting on the lap of Jesus Christ who came to die for
us.
It is his blood that has qualified us. It is his blood that has given us power and authority. Without the blood, there's no preacher. Without the blood, no prophet. Without the blood of Jesus, no apostle. But we are apostles. We are prophets. We are pastors.
We are
teachers. Through the blood of Jesus.
Hey.
So God, the ancient of days, speaks through the Son. I remember when Jesus took James and John on the mount. The Bible says his appearance changed. And Moses and Elijah appeared.
Moses and Elijah Adam,
and there was a word from the ancient of days. This is my son. Listen to him. Whatever he tells you, obey. Because I speak through him. When he speaks, I have spoken. So when Jesus comes in your life, you become the mouthpiece of the ancient of days. And whatever you decree and declare in the name of Jesus, you will see miracles. You will see signs. You will see testimonies. In the name of Jesus. That is what we are talking about. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So God said, let there be light. He spoke through the Son. And the Spirit brought the light. This is how the Trinity worked together. We see the Father speaking. We see the Word. Jesus Christ. And we see the performer of the miracle. The Holy Spirit. This is how they work.
Oh my God. Where we near Oxford.
And also on his baptism, Jesus, the Bible said, the moment Jesus came out of the water, heaven was open. And the Father
said,
this is my Son. In him, I am well pleased. And we saw the Spirit, oh my God, we saw the Spirit of the Lord coming upon Jesus in the form of a dove. The Father is speaking. And we see Jesus coming from the water. And we see the dove represent the Holy Spirit coming upon Jesus. It doesn't mean that Holy Spirit is a dove. We have the emblems of the Spirit. Oil is one. Water is one. Dove is one. All these are the emblems of the Spirit. So the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jesus. Listen to me, somebody. You can never do it without the Spirit of God. Your wisdom will fail. Your knowledge will fail. Your riches will disappoint you. As a matter of fact, your riches will rather torture you. Unless you use it according to the will of the master. Otherwise, the riches will torture you. You cannot sleep. But the moment you use it according to the will and the mandate of the master, you will end up becoming a channel of blessing unto many people. And the moment you find yourself in this level, you are fulfilling a divine purpose. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we see God giving the command. And we see the word Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And we see the power of God at work. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So in every negative situation, whether you are sick, you are suffering, you are poor, whatever, marital problems, issues upon issues, there is an antidote. There is an antidote. And the antidote is the word of God. And God said, let this be. And there was. Because the word carries creativity in the name of Jesus. Na sem Hey, and quo the word I have spoken unto you.
In some of my culture,
they are spirit and they are life. It simply means the word of God gives life. The word of God creates. And the word of God is Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So he sent his word to heal. My God. He sent his word to heal. So whenever Jesus appears, he healed the sick, raised the dead, set the captives
free.
Everywhere he went was doing good. A mighty healer. He healed the lepers. When the cripples saw him, everywhere he went, my Lord
was doing good.
When the cripples saw him,
they started walking. Everywhere he went, my Lord was doing good.
Everywhere he went, was doing good.
He was doing good.
The mighty healer.
He healed the lepers.
Hey.
When the cripples saw him, they started walking. everywhere he went. My Lord was doing good.
When the cripples saw him,
when the cripples saw him, they started walking.
Everywhere he went,
my Lord was doing good.
So whenever the word comes, whenever the word comes, the word comes with signs and wonders. And something happened in the book of Luke chapter 5. Man of God, let's go. The book of Luke chapter 5.
God bless you for tuning in to the Hour of the Holy Spirit with Apostle Lutheran Gordon Yesi. You are welcome to worship with us every Sunday at 8 a.m. on the Sprintex Road, opposite Texco Market. For partnership, call 0508-897-049. You can also support this broadcast by sending in your contributions via mobile money number 0552-685-117 Lutheran Gordon Yesi, or call 0508-897-049 for further details. The Hour of the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit.